When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to another edition of the Cleveland Baseball Talk Podcast. I'm Joe Noga, joined by Paul Hoynes. Hoynes will be back from Goodyear after an extended stay. Got a good look at the beginning of camp and the first few games of spring training. What was just your general impression and your first big takeaway from the time you spent out there in Goodyear and the progress that's being made by the Guardians towards getting the season going?
Yeah, Joe, just, everything is going pretty smoothly. Looks like, really a well-run camp by manager Stephen Vogt and the coaching staff. Things, they're not on the field for a long time. There isn't too much wasted motion. And, the games are starting. And it's been fun to watch these guys. We've been talking about them all winter. And it's nice to see, the actions with faces. Kyle Manzardo's swung the bat real well. We've seen Gabriel Arias do some good things with the bat. Brian Rocchio we saw him a couple games at short. We saw Chase DeLauder, one of the guys from the Adept camp, one of their top prospects, and he's done nothing but hits and whenever he gets a chance in one of the big league games, Joe. I saw four games and he swung the bat well.
It's good to hear that, offensively there have been some highlights and some guys that have been able to do some things. Again, you got to take everything at spring training with a grain of salt, but still nice to see. Right off the top, some news from today, as Stephen Vogt told reporters out in Goodyear this morning that Trevor Stephan will be sidelined 3 weeks after it was revealed, an MRI revealed he has some bone bruising in his right elbow. No ligament damage to report or anything like that. They're going to shut him down for 3 weeks from throwing, but he has, after some high intensity throwing workouts that he was undergoing, he walked away with some bruising in that right elbow, and they decided best to shut him down for 3 weeks and then reevaluate him after that. So this is a setback for Stephan and the back end of that bullpen. Looks like it was a good thing that they were able to acquire Scott Barlow in the offseason, because he's now going to be relied upon a little bit more as a setup guy for Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, Joe, and, you miss 3 weeks in spring training, you're opening the season on the IL. There's no question about that. So Stephan joins James Karinchak. We still haven't seen Karinchak. He got a cortisone shot in his right shoulder. He hasn't thrown at all this spring. So he might be questionable for the start of the regular season as well. So, you've got right now you have a couple open spots in that bullpen. And there's a lot of guys competing for it, Joe.
Yeah, there are quite a few names out there in the, as far as non-roster invitees, a couple of guys who are actually on the 40-man roster who now see their chances of making the opening day roster get that much better. One of those guys, Ben Lively, what do we know about him? What have we seen? And what have You know, this is a guy who's got a major league contract, one of the few major league contracts that was signed in the offseason. What have we seen so far from him, and what can we expect?
He's an experienced right-hander. Stephen Vogt told reporters a couple days ago that, you know, this is a jack of all trades pitcher. You know, he's a starter. He can relieve. He can pitch long relief. He can pitch short relief. And he says, you know, Vogt believes that in today's bullpen, you know, you need length, and he could certainly provide you with that, I think. And he can also give you the option of being a one inning guy. So, you know, that sounds like exactly the kind of pitcher they're looking for, Joe. You know, with the injuries in the pen.
Yeah, just so as you're describing that and as you're talking about that, it reminds me a little bit of Tyler Clippard and what he was able to do for Tito in his bullpen a couple years back, for 2 seasons there. It was nice to have him as an option. If you needed somebody to make an emergency spot start, he could do that. He'd give you a couple of innings of length, and he'd also come in and get big outs when you needed it to. So, you know, a decent comp there. As far as what you think right now, the makeup of that bullpen, you know, could be like if the regular season were starting tomorrow, and you've got five starters, they're already spoken for in Bieber, McKenzie, Allen, Williams, and Bibee. So that's five spots. You got to get to 13. So the rest are bullpen arms. Class A, Henches, Barlow. That's three. As far as Sandlin and maybe Morgan back there as well. That's five. That leaves you three more guys. Who's in the mix for those three other spots?
Yeah, I think it's wide open, Joe. And you know what Vogt was talking about, you know, having length. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys that can do a kind of you know, utility pitchers. You've got Lively, who we just talked about. You've got Carlos Carrasco, who's in camp. You know, he's pitched out of the bullpen. It's been a while, but he certainly is versatile enough to do that. And this could be a way of getting him on the ball club on the 26-man roster. Tyler Beebe pitched, you know, against, you know, he's already made a start. He made the opening day start, I think, the first start of the spring, and he's a guy that's pitched in relief and pitched and started. Xavier Curry, you know, Xavion Curry, I should say, you know, he started yesterday, pitched 2 innings against Oakland, did a really nice job wiggling out of a jam in the first inning. So, you know, you've got Hunter Gaddis, you know, that's another guy that can give you length. But we were talking before the podcast, they might want to send him down and stretch him out and make sure he's ready to step into the rotation if they need it. And another guy that we haven't seen a whole lot of, but had really good numbers last year, Cade Smith at AA and AAA.
Yeah, Cade Smith, intriguing guy, and you know, one of the early you know, non-roster invitees for the Guardians sort of raised some eyebrows and said, hey, you know, this is a guy who, you know, might have a chance to pitch his way onto the club. We'll definitely get a chance to see Cade Smith as we go a little deeper into spring training. I'm sure he'll get, you know, 3 to 4 more appearances or maybe more as the camp goes on, as the games go on. So. You know, with Stefan being sidelined, with him probably opening the season on the injured list, probably, you know, having to do rehab assignment early throughout you know, April at some point in Columbus, more than likely. I mean, it sort of follows the same trajectory that Henches did last year. You know, Henches got injured in camp and, you know, missed the majority of camp and you know, had to open the season in Columbus on the injured list and working his way back. But, you know, once he made it back to the big league club, he was pretty solid for the season last year. So, you know, there's still a good trajectory, a good path for Stefan this year. Of course, this is what year two of him of his contract extension that he signed. He signed a contract before the 2023 season. So, you know, he's at least got that, you know, in the back of his mind, that reassurance that, you know, he's not going anywhere. He's under contract. So, You know, he can just focus on the work, focus on the rehab, and get himself back to where he needs to be effective. You know, unfortunate that this has to happen now is, and you just got to start playing a numbers game in in the back of your head with, you know, who's available and who's going to make the club and who's not going to make the club out of spring training. Never a fun thing to deal with the injuries that way.
Yeah, Joe, and this is a guy, Stefan was looking forward to having a, you know, really a healthy season. He pitched with a back injury for most of last year. Didn't have the year he had in 2022, but was still very durable. I think he wrote, what, he have 70, 71 appearances last season. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a guy that's answering the bill. And it's unfortunate that he comes down with this elbow injury. You know, I remember Bartolo Colon would have this on occasion as well, that bone bruise in his elbow. And, I think it comes with, obviously the torque you put on the elbow, you put on the arm, and it happens with a lot of hard throwers.
Yeah, and that's, you got to remember that Trevor Stephan's still, relatively young. He was a Rule 5 pick of the Guardians back before the 2021 season. So, I mean, this is a guy he's still, learning, growing, that kind of thing. And for him to, it's not unusual for a guy like that to maybe push a little bit in spring training and, you end up with an injury like this. So we'll keep an eye on Stefan and what his injury means to the bullpen moving forward. If you want to get the latest updates on injuries and who's in and who's out, stay connected with Guardian Subtext. You can sign up by going to cleveland.com/subtext or by sending a text message to 216-208-4346. It's $3.99 a month to sign up. And Hoynesy and I bring you all of our updates in terms of, roster movements, injuries, game updates, everything we can. We send it directly to your phone that way. Hoynesy, the Guardians are still looking for that power hitting right handed bat. There's a couple of guys in camp who are trying to put their best foot forward and earn a spot on the roster. One of them, a guy who's been on the roster for a while and is finally getting a chance to show it. Tell us about John Kenzie Noel.
Yeah, John Kenzie Noel, Joe, you walk into that locker room in spring training in Goodyear, you cannot miss him. He is a big, big man. He's 6'4", about 240, 250. Had a big year, power year last year at AAA, 27 home runs, I think 85 RBIs. Powerful right-handed hitter. And, Vogt has given him a chance to play this spring. You know, I think the last couple springs he just kind of showed up and, got his feet wet, took in the big league experience and really was optioned, out of camp pretty early to, prepare for the minor league season. But it looks like this guy might, Noel might have an outside chance of making the roster on opening day. But I certainly think, if he performs well and if he keeps his swing kind of under control and doesn't chase, he's got a chance perhaps to help Cleveland down the road this year.
Yeah, I mean, 27 home runs, 85 RBIs in 138 games last year. I think the Guardians would take that in a heartbeat if that was, what he was able to produce. But you've also got to look at 145 strikeouts last year in just under 600 plate appearances. That's a lot. And that's a guy who, that the power is there. You know he can drive the ball out of any ballpark, really without even trying. But it's a matter of staying disciplined and swinging at strikes, is it not?
Yeah, and I like what Vogt told him. He said, I guess in their one-on-one meetings, he told John Kenzie, a home run that goes 500 feet and a home run that goes 400 feet, they both count the same. So you don't have to don't overswing. You're so big, you're so strong. If you make contact, if you barrel a ball up, it's going out. So you don't have to chase. You don't try too hard. And the famous last words of all managers to all power hitters.
This is also the guy, Stephen Vogt, who said, you know, he tried to explain to everybody that, getting all the hits doesn't matter in spring training. And then you asked him, well, when you were in spring training, what did you try to do? And he said, oh, well, I tried to get all the hits. So, you know, it's do as I say, not as I do. But we understand where he's coming from there. It would be nice to see Jonkenzie Noel just sort of completely change who he is and put the bat on the ball and have it jump off his bat the way it can and be that, you know, sort of anchor piece in the lineup where you could build or at least back up a Jose Ramirez or a Josh Naylor with the guy who could, you know, be a threat to hit 30 home runs in a season. That would be outstanding. It's what the Guardians have lacked, the ability to produce a homegrown bat like that in so long. You know, this is Noel was a guy, you know, a couple years back when the All-Star game was in Los Angeles, he was out there with George Valera at playing in the Futures game. I mean, this is a guy who they thought highly enough of in what before 2021 to put him on the 40-man roster. So there's got to be something there that they like.
Yeah, Joe, and he's kind of, you know, you look at the you look at Noel. You look at Jonathan Rodriguez, even Oscar Gonzalez. They were all in that same kind of mold, you know, big right-handed hitters, you know, maybe lacking in plate discipline, but with, you know, off the charts power. And I think they're, you know, obviously they're going to give Noel a chance. Rodriguez has swung the bat well too, Joe. In BP, he's got some unbelievable power. So I think we're going to get a chance to see one if not two of those, both of those guys this year.
Yeah, at some point you've got to see them, and
you got to give them a chance. You know,
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I think they've been burned in the past by, you know, bringing guys up, giving them maybe a little bit of a look, and then moving on from them. You know, Will Benson and Nolan Jones come to mind. So we don't want to see these guys go down that path as well. They'll be adding them to Chris Antonetti's cork board in his office with the bad trades that you don't want to be reminded of as he goes over that list all the time, apparently. All right. There was a little bit of a delay, I believe, at Guardians HQ yesterday with Vogt coming in for his daily meeting. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, Joe, 2 days ago, Vogt was late coming to the morning press conference with the reporters in the press room. And so yesterday, as a peace offering, he brought a box of Dunkin' Donuts, like 12 donuts. Or, I mean, there was a lot of donuts in this box, but they didn't last long. So, you know, I think that was a nice gesture on his part. Something, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a manager do that before.
Well, I gotta believe this is how this guy got the job, right? By being that kind of guy, by being the guy who says, I don't have to bring in donuts for everybody, but just in case, I'm gonna bring in donuts for everybody. I can get on board with a guy like this, man. You know, if we show up for a press conference and he's 15 minutes late, we're gonna be standing around asking him during the season where are the donuts. I mean, this is that's got to be it, right?
He set a dangerous precedent.
That's exactly what he did. Speaking of dangerous precedents, Shane Bieber set to start. We're assuming on Saturday because Carlos Carrasco is going Friday. Gavin Williams set to pitch in the spring training game on Thursday. That looks like the schedule at least in the near future moving forward with these pitchers, Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so, and I would not be surprised if you know, Tanner Bibee doesn't follow follow Bieber on Tanner Bibee follow Bieber on Sunday and Logan Allen on Monday, or vice versa, because both those guys threw simulated games yesterday. So they, you know, the next step after you throw a simulated game is to start a ball game in a Cactus League game. So those frontline starters are ready now.
Yeah, that's a good sign that those guys are starting to emerge from the the backfields, and they'll be making their way to Goodyear Ballpark, and we'll get our first chance to see those guys. Now the next step is getting them through three or four, you know, or maybe five, however many outings that they need to have in spring training to get built up. And you know, you talk about this time last year, you know, Tristan McKenzie was feeling good. Tristan McKenzie was doing a great job, and then it was that last start of spring training that he had to get through. And it didn't happen, and that started all of the injury woes for the rotation last year. So we'll just keep monitoring. I mean, you wrote these games do mean something. It's very important to make sure that health wise, at least, they get through these games at some point, Winsey.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, McKenzie is going to throw a simulated game on Thursday, I believe he was scheduled. You know, so he's probably going to be the last regular in that rotation to roll out there in a Cactus League game. And, you know, still, I think they're probably being more cautious with him than any of the other, you know, frontline guys, just because of, you know, he had the shoulder injury, like you said, at the end of camp last year, and then had the strained UCL in his right elbow. So, you know, he's going to be brought along a little slower than the rest of the field.
Yeah, as of right now, we don't have, you know, much to go on in terms of visually to make a guess whether or not we think he's going to open the season with the roster in the starting rotation. But all signs right now indicate, and all signs point to that, that he will be part of that rotation as the Guardians open camp. We just don't know, you know, how deep they're going to let him go into games, or whether they'll piggyback him with starters as they've done in the past. So we'll keep an eye on how all of that goes and all that progresses. All right, Hoynes, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Cleveland Baseball Talk podcast. We'll check in again with you on Thursday.
Good deal, Joe.